Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, hey, we're back now. I don't know if Roger's still with us because Roger's a legal beaver. Are you still there, Roger?
Yeah.
You okay. Are. All right. Now, does that answer your question the way you would like?
Not. I was hoping you'd go into a little more detail. Now, as I'd heard correctly, the judge said, "Well, I'll tell you what the law is, and everybody has to pay their taxes." Now, precisely what he did not tell them was the law. Let them actually see the law and/or the code books that would be used to interpret that law.
Mm-hmm.
These things were to be precluded from the jury in that case as well as others. Now, it's in a manner of speaking, the Edna Lane Brown case is closest to a perfect case, as I've heard yet. Like, you had the Dixon Cannon case and others that were somewhat encumbered by, well, maybe the last Irwin Schiff case was pretty perfect as well, but a lot of these cases are encumbered by other issues which are not quite as clarified as in these last couple of cases. And then, would the judge necessarily be in the middle of it himself if he allowed the juries to decide the issues rather than himself taking a position?
John?
Well, yes, sir. And I think, there are two things there. First of all, I'm not sure this is the perfect test case, and I'm not really familiar with it, so I'm not saying it isn't. But one of the things that were particularly confusing about the Browns case is some of the convictions were for misuse of money orders under the allegedly for fraud, which would not be directly under the income tax statute.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the others were for, I'm trying to recall the section numbers, but I think that Elaine and Ed have raised some serious questions about whether they are appropriate, but they are not directly out of the, they do not have to do with the imposition of the income tax. They have to do more with the penalty stage. So the bottom line is the tax law is a mess. As far as it goes, I mean, the tax law is a mess, so there really is a lot of room for grayness and misunderstanding there. But so I don't know if any case is a perfect test case, but I think even Ed and Elaine would tell you they're completely mystified at some of the vehicles legally that were used to convict them. So it may or may not be the cut and dry case. But the second part of your question as to, if I understand it correctly, Roger, was whether the judge would have a stake in it or whether he could just hand it over to the jury. The problem is that There are much more politics at play than people realize. And by this, I want to point out that I do think that we have generally a very good legal system in this country, certainly better than most, which is usually the best defense you can make of it. But judges are human beings. There are a lot of politics that go on. I certainly had my idealism dumped on after I got out of law school and started to realize. Judges go out to lunch together. Judges do look for advancement, to be promoted to other courts or to other geographical locations. Now, I'm not saying this judge was the victim of such a thing.
Victim?
Yes, the judge would be very concerned about his peers or others in the government saying, what were you thinking letting a jury have that? I think that could influence a judge to not want to give an issue like that to a jury, to not let what they would call a runaway jury, not let a jury take the law into their own hands and run away with it, because then you've got a whole other bunch of a can of
okay,
worms.
Because of time, though, I'd just like to have Roger just quickly a final word from you, Roger. All right.
Real quick word was that even the wicked regime of ancient Rome did not strip the Apostle Paul of his rights as a Roman citizen, as our government officers did in the matter of the Browns. God bless.
All right, thank you.
God bless you, sir.
And when you made your statement, John Clark, it made me think that, yes, even some vice presidents go hunting with some justices of the court.
Yes.
We'll be right back with more of John Clark, Christian attorney, and his book and the issues at hand. We've got to get back to Mr. Bush and much more, because America is becoming a police state, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams will return in 3 minutes with more, 800-313-9443.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food.
It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
All right, we're back, and the Emperor is here. The Fuhrer is back. Well, Rick Adams with John Klar, and John, let's take some more calls because there are many, and we'll talk in between, all righty? Here's Steve in Illinois next. Hi, Steve.
How you doing, Rick?
Good, thank you.
I have a problem with this neutrality of a judge. There's no German saying that a judge should have two equal ears. Now, we have a situation here in Chicago. This is an illegal alien, a serial felon, over 8 months now, has held out against the federal authorities, just like this Brown case. She's been convicted, identity thief, and was supposed to go back to Mexico. Now, the problem I have, selective enforcement is not equal protection under the law. I think that's the 14th Amendment. If they're going to go full blast against this Brown case, then why are we sitting on this Elvira Arellano case?
John?
Well, I agree. Our Constitution is supposed to provide for equal enforcement, and I certainly wouldn't for a moment defend the current situation.
Okay. The only other thing, there's a website. It's called Jail for Elvira, ELVIRA.com.
Well, I'm also on the mailing list of Jail for Judges.
Okay. All right. So you know the routine, then.
I know the routine, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. That was quick. Okay. Steve, let's see. Who's next after Steve? Barney in Maryland. Hello, Barney.
How you doing?
You all right? Fine, Barney. You're on the air with John Klar.
I have two questions.
All right.
To me, there's a little doubt that we are in the midst of an economic collapse right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is apt to be a crisis and all out chaos. Mm-hmm. And the UN is supposed to have issued a statement that the dollar may not last a year out.
Mm-hmm.
What effect do you think this would have on the election of Ron Paul, especially if it's not as severe as I think? And also, what chance do you think that there's a possibility of an incident in Iraq similar to the Tet Offensive that happened in Vietnam?
Iraq or Iran, do you mean?
Huh?
Iraq or Iran?
Iraq right now.
Okay. All right.
In other words, I think we don't have enough personnel over there, and people just pop up here, and we go after them, and then they go down, and they pop up somewhere else. But it's a possibility that a lot of people there that could really take effect.
Well, that's another thing, because we can get back in the Tet Offensive, not a good example, because that was totally fabricated as well. But, John, did you want to answer those questions for him, for Barney?
Well, yes, and before we get too far, because there are a couple of them there, but let's, if I may, is that all right?
Of course.
Rick, thank you.
You don't even have to ask me. You know that.
Well, thank you, sir. You're a gracious man. Well, first, as to the Tet Offensive comparison, it might not be the best analogy, but I understand what he's asking.
Yes.
The Tet Offensive, we're now dealing with a group of people who are backed by the Chinese government and their armament. So, it may not be a very relevant analysis or comparison, but I understand the idea. And I think that we are vulnerable in Iraq, and I'm not an expert on the situation there, but perhaps the biggest threat to us there is the growing numbers of those who oppose us and the increasing deterioration that occurs there. The more desperate people are, the more likely they are turn a desperate means. So I think there is a risk to our troops that are in Iraq, if that's responsive to the question, Bonnie. But the economic collapse one, and Ron Paul in the election. Now, mm-hmm. I find that a very intriguing and insightful comment, and I'm not saying that to be a flatterer, but just it's really awesome for your listeners to consider. Consider that if we were on the eve of a dramatic economic decline, how far a government, which was aware with all of their gurus in finance and et cetera, was very well aware of that, or perhaps had contributed to that decline by rewarding corporate interests for decades at the expense of good stewardship of our finances. You know, this is a long time coming. This isn't just George Bush. If the government knew that there was going to be an economic collapse, how far would they go to fabricate a situation and allow them to impose order to prevent that economic collapse? It could be that very economic implosion that is behind some of these foreign policy moves. I don't know. I just throw out the question. I do think that we're in an economic decline right now, a dramatic one. It's being spearheaded now, especially by our real estate market. But, yes, the dollar is declining. There's good reason for it. We have too much debt. We're not producing anything anymore. It's just simple math. But whether Ron Paul will be affected by that depends in part on whether there's an election. Because under Directive 51, the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act and all the other stuff, the USA Patriot Act, this presidency more now, here we're in the Bush administration, this neocon presidency has more power to suspend our Constitution, to suspend our government, to take over all of the private sector. And in that suspension, by the way, under Directive 51, they have a continuity of government that really is only a continuity of the executive branch of the government. So the legislative branch, Congress, and the courts are all pretty much going to be in military hands under the authority of Mr. Bush and his appointees. So personally, I really see, and along with a lot of others out there, this administration still headed for an attack on Iran, still using that to subjugate us, whether or not they're aware of the economic collapse, the two of them combined. I don't know that there's going to be a 2008 election.
That's
for
what
Ron
I've
Paul.
Been saying all along, my friend. The same thing. I'm very dubious. I'm very skeptical.
I don't see it happen. The writing is on the wall. Why would they do all of this if they weren't tight? Why would they tighten the noose? And why would they become so blatant about violating our constitutional and other rights, about throwing our country away with the immigration situation, and they don't seem to care about the election in 2008.
They don't care about anything. Right now they're thumbing their noses at us, and George Bush will be here tomorrow in Rhode Island. He'll be making his statements about the war on terror, the same lies. And you know the thing that bothers me? It's not when George Bush lies. We know that. It's the fact that he's speaking before a military audience. He's speaking before a political audience, and these people, particularly those in the war college and those who are still in the service, have an obligation to defend our Constitution, not the president's war policies. They have an obligation to do what's ever necessary to take down those who are our enemies at home as well as our enemies abroad. Now, they know what they have to do, but they won't do it, because they're looking for their pensions, they're looking for their security, and quite frankly, they too realize that it's all part of the game, John. All part of the game. They're not going to do anything to risk or their opportunity to recover out of this rather nicely. As far as their delusion is concerned, that they can escape this and that somehow it'll all wash away and we'll live happily ever after. Not going to happen that way, as you just pointed out. And yet Bush can get away with it because he's confident. The amnesty bill for illegals, he's confident. Ted Kennedy, confident. They can snow the American people, and they don't care how many of their constituents reach them. Now, there are those that do care because their butt is on the line. But among them, the Kennedys, the Bushes, the McCains, you can write them right off. Write them right off. That's my 2 cents.
Well, I agree with you.
All right. Barney, are you still there? We didn't mean to overtake you. Are you there, Barney? Okay, he's left, but he got his answer anyway. Let's take Mike in New York now. Hello, Mike. You're on the program with John Clark. Hello, Mike. Hi. That's you. Yep, you're on, Mike. From
New
York.
Good evening, Rick. How you doing, sir?
Okay, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, John.
Good evening.
Okay, thanks for taking my call, Rick.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, you know, just think about, can you hear me, guys?
Well, no, your voice is breaking up rather badly.
Just think about the first election.
We're losing you. Try calling back
again. Okay. Can't hear me too well then, huh, Rick?
Well, we can hear you a little better now, but we're losing you. You're breaking up. Try it now.
Will
Let's
do.
See if we can get
Thank
in
you.
Enough. Go ahead. Nope. I guess it's not going to work. All right. Well,
okay. Can you hear me okay now, Rick?
Well,
okay.
We keep
look,
losing you. We keep losing
at...
you.
No good. I'll try back.
All right. Try another phone. Try another country. Huh? No. All right. We'll do that. Let's take Tim in Texas. Hello, Tim. You're on now with John Clark.
Yes. First-time caller.
Good to have you come to the program here tonight. Thank you, Tim.
Real quick, I want to make a comment and ask your guest to respond to it.
Go ahead.
On the issue of jury nullification,
yep.
The power of the jury,
mm-hmm.
I asked a friend of mine who was a clerk for a federal district judge why it was that the judge in the Branch Davidian case in Waco, Texas, was able to overturn the jury's decision. And he explained to me that a lot of juries are unaware that their job is to simply review the facts and then make a decision whether the facts are correct or not. And that their ability to nullify a law doesn't exist in the trial phase, but in the sentencing phase. In other words, they can say, yes, this person did do this act that was violation of this law or whatever, but that they can turn around and tell that same person that they're free to leave in the sentencing phase. I ask your guest to comment on that for me, please.
Sure. All right,
I'll
tell you what. Can you stay on the line, Tim?
Yes. Okay.
Why don't you do that? Because we're right up against the break, and I don't want to rush this call or this question. So stay with us, and we'll have John respond. How's that? All right. We'll do that. And right now there's a line available. We'll try to get Mike in New York back on the line. But you can dial in right now, quickly, at 1-800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number. Uncensored, radio-free America. Take advantage of it. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network with your prayers and financial contributions. I'm Rick Adams. Radio Avenger will be right back with more.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
And Rick Adams returns to amplify that with John Clark, and Tim in Texas is on the line. And Tim, did you want to rephrase your question or ask it again? We just took the break, so you might want to do that.
Okay, I'll try to keep it brief.
That's all right. Go ahead.
What was explained to me was that
jury nullification. Yep.
Right, and specifically in the Branch Davidian case in Waco, Texas.
Yep.
Apparently the judge overturned the jury's decision on their acquittal, and my friend explained to me that the reason he could do that was because they reviewed the facts and tried to send a message that what the people did was okay, even though it was a violation of the law, when they should have convicted them, and then if they wanted to nullify the law, they would turn around in the sentencing phase and let them go free without a punishment. Well, if I can get a comment from the
good question for John, if you can tackle that one, John.
Well, I can, and I'm glad. Thank you, Tim, for putting it forward again because I have more of an understanding now of what you're asking. I'm not familiar with that trial in the sense that I wasn't there and didn't watch it. I remember being disappointed at the outcome. What you're really talking about there, I believe, though, is a judge setting aside the verdict. It's called a judgment non obstante veredicto. It means that a judgment notwithstanding the verdict, that even though the jury found one way, the court is going to basically throw that out.
Mm-hmm.
And probably that happened because of what the jury probably communicated to the court was that technically the law was violated, but that they felt that there should be no imposition of a penalty. In such a case, they basically took it away from the jury because, in fact, no, the jury cannot nullify the case at the sentencing phase. The jury is not involved in the sentencing phase. That is a task of the court with the help of both sides making their arguments and then probation or bail commissioner or whomever. Juries specifically do not sentence. They do not have the power to sentence. Now, if a jury is convinced that somebody shouldn't be sentenced and in the course of deliberations decide to render a not guilty verdict, even though they feel that the letter of the law has been violated, that's a jury nullification. If a jury says, well, this was statutory rape, and she was really only 15 years and 11 months, not 16, and yeah, he probably knew, but it would be terrible for him to go to jail for that, so let's just say not guilty. We don't believe that they actually had, you know, relations. That's the way jury nullifies. If the jury comes back and says to the judge, hey, Your Honor, technically he was guilty, he was under 16, she was under 16, and he was guilty, but we think given the age discrepancy between the parties, it should only be, you know, a slap on the wrist. They have no authority, and that's what I think happened in the Branch Davidian case. The court says, well, if you agree that they were guilty, I'll take it from here. I'm taking over the sentencing.
Yeah, again, you're talking about jury nullification of the verdict. Now, what about jury nullification of the law?
Well, and that's, well, the jury wouldn't know.
The law in question under which someone could be tried.
Jury nullification is a situation where the jury, you see, if you don't know what goes on in the jury deliberation room, you can't set aside the verdict as being a violation of procedure of the law.
Mm-hmm.
If, and there are many famous cases. And but it, so if the jury goes into chambers and they're deliberating and they go, you know what, this is, let's say it's a marijuana offense. This is, I remember this jury, and I think this is terrible that marijuana is illegal when so many people are dying of abusive alcohol. And I don't care if you got caught with 22 pounds, I'm sending back a not guilty verdict. That's the way the jury is then nullifying or invalidating the law. It's been given in a sense the jury has the power to find somebody not guilty, even on the law, but they can't tell the judge that. You see what I'm saying? If you tell the judge that, then you're going to have either a directed verdict or you're going to have a new trial. You see what I'm saying? Because now the jury is putting forth their opinion about the law. They're only allowed to make decisions of fact, and the judge is the finder of the law. So where juries nullify, from my understanding of jury nullification, was they say, you know what, I know what the law is, I know what the fact, I don't care, I'm going to acquit anyway. That's a jury nullification. That's what Edna Elaine Brown wanted. They wanted, though, to show the jury what they, well, what they really wanted, I think, is they wanted to show the jury that there was no law and that the government couldn't procure the law. But they weren't allowed to show that. Mm-hmm. So the jury was basically not
That's
given
right.
the parameter to
yeah.
weigh any of that legal evidence, the issue about the what the law is and where it comes from. They're absolutely cut off from that. And that is the way the system works.
And apparently. That's where they were cut off totally and said, hey, we can't go any further with this debate.
Because they had nothing left. Right. That was
that's
their
right.
only hope.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Yes.
Tim, do you hear what's being said? What do you think?
Yes. Well, it gave me something to think about there. It's a little bit different from what I heard from my friend. So I'm not real familiar with the court process. So I appreciate his answer, and I'm going to look into that.
All right, do it and get back to us. Okay. We'll talk about it again, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We need to really get into this with different perspectives and legal questions because, as you know, the law is whatever the law means, you know, and a judge will tell you the law is what I say the law is, not what it says, just like we've done with the Constitution. It's what we say it is, the justices will say, and not what the clear meaning or intent of the Constitution is. And you know, that has caused all kinds of destruction of our whole basis of organic constitutional law in America. We saw that with Roosevelt. We saw that with the court packing scheme and with the New Deal, and we've seen it today. What has happened? This reckless idea that the judges can interpret the law to mean anything they want, the organic law, the Constitution. All right, we'll be back. John Clark, is our attorney, Christian attorney, and he has a book. We'll talk more about that and him when we come back. We have Alan and Mike is back from New York in just 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Yes, indeed. And we are back. And our guest, John Clark. John, before we take the next call, again, I want you to just mention the book that you have written, how people can read that book, how they can get a hold of it if they wish to.
Thank you. The book is called Christian Words, Unchristian Actions, George W. Bush and the Desecration of Christianity in Modern America. And it's available through my publisher at www.pleasantwordbooks. I beg your pardon. Yeah, that's the best one. I have another one here, but Pleasant Word Books.
Pleasant Word Books, right?
Yes, but actually the quicker one, let's help people, I'm sorry. Let's have them go right to my website, if you would, folks.
Sure.
And check out, there's some excerpts there and
yes,
some other things
yes.
there.
You have an excellent website.
And that's at www.christianwords.us.
Ah.
Christianwords.us. There are several links there where it can be purchased. It's also available, there are signed copies available through a company down in Texas called Back of the Room. It's www.backoftheroom.com. One word, backoftheroom.com.
Excellent.
So those
excellent.
Are a couple places where people can.
I want people
find.
To be aware of it since we have so many new listeners and you haven't been on too often. We really got to get you on more often, I think, because they, as you see, there's so many questions and we really don't have enough of you, John. So
well,
we'll do that.
I have to say I'm honored that you'd have me on. I think what you're doing is really important and it's not about me or you.
That's right.
It's about our nation and our people and our God, and I would be delighted to be on with you again, Rick. You know that I think very highly of your program and you and working with you.
Let's make it a monthly thing if we can, all right? Let's do that because, as I say, time is short and we need to get the truth out. All right, let's get back to Mike in New York. Mike is back. Let's see if we can hear you now, Mike.
Hello, Rick. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Hey, we can hear you much better now.
Thank you. Hey, John. Looking forward to reading your book, John. And it's very encouraging to hear about a lawyer in our country today that has the right perspective on the law. And, Rick, you were following up exactly what I wanted to say. When we're referring to the law and the judge's interpretation of the law, John, we need to define the law, and we're hopefully all talking about the constitutional law and not the statutes and codes that the lawyer that the judges seem to have seemed to focus and place more precedent on rather than the actual supreme law of the land, which is all constitutional law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if they were just more intent on maintaining and sustaining the constitutional law in all of their cases, then people like Ed and Elaine Brown and all these other innocent Americans wouldn't be in the dire circumstances they are because the constitutional law is supreme and statutes and codes cannot override the laws when it involves sovereign Americans that are not caught up in the corporate or commercial activity.
That's correct. That's the way it's supposed to be now.
Yes, sir. That's right. And that's why, John, it's encouraging to know that there's a lawyer like you out there. John, are there many of lawyers like you out there today?
There are seven. There might be eight.
Yeah.
Excuse my humor, bashing my own profession. I have to say that, well, first of all, I'm painting houses right now in Vermont. I'm not practicing law, and I haven't in some time because I became ill with Lyme disease. That's my story, but maybe that's why I'm a good lawyer, because I'm really a house painter. painted my way through law school, too. But, yes, I have to say that there are some very good lawyers out there that really are genuinely concerned more about human beings and the Constitution than they are about their wallet. Now, unfortunately, like doctors, probably the majority of people who go to law school go there to make a living. So many are motivated by cash. But even cash-paid lawyers can be on the right side if they're hired by philanthropic or other organizations. But there are lawyers out there who devote their lives to trying to change or protect the law. But ultimately, it's good to have some lawyers out there. But Americans need to take the law. They shouldn't be relying on lawyers to learn what the Constitution says, to find out that, you know, helicopters used under the pretense of a drug war are violating our constitutional rights against search and seizure, to find out the myriad ways that the Constitution is, you're correct, being thrown out the window, always under these little exceptions they're carving out and carving out and carving out. The latest one was, I think just yesterday, I read the new case about the kids in Alaska with the bong hits for Jesus case.
Yep.
That's a deterioration and a degradation of our free speech rights. It's very clear to me. So it's not just the lawyers. We need more lay people out there getting informed about these things. And I hope you do, Mike, and I thank you clearly you have, and I hope you're modeling that for other people.
John, well, I do what I can trying to educate people constantly. It's, I'm sure you're well aware, and I know Rick sure is, that it takes a lot of effort and energy when you're dealing with everybody at an individual level, and you're trying to constantly explain to them the structure of our country with government and the laws that hold it together. It's just a lot of work because the people are so miseducated today. John, some of the stuff you just mentioned, are you covering this in your book so that we can get more ideas about, you know, how we as individuals can exercise the legal authority that we possess as sovereigns and know how to handle situations if we come across them?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the book, it's rather voluminous, and it includes an awful lot of material, and that's why, more than anything, I'd recommend it to people. It's not a light read, and it's not just a bush-bashing read by any means. It includes a lot of material, mostly secular. Some of it is biblical, but probably 90, 95% of it is based in a lot of different treatises. And so, yes, it does actually discuss tort law and what's behind that whole tort law movement. It does discuss the No Child Left Behind Act. It discusses the Abu Ghraib situation. So it's full of discussions of the law, and particularly our Constitution, the laws of God, and the Geneva Convention, which actually is a lesser standard. I mean, I can even point to Old Testament passages that show better treatment of prisoners than were given them under Abu Ghraib or that the Geneva Convention would require. But one thing I would point out is that people are looking in the wrong places to become educated about the law. I did a brief video called Ed Brown, Who Do You Trust? And it wasn't Ed, it was for me, but it was like, do we trust the Ed Browns of this world, or do we trust the IRS agents who are coming up to the microphone in response, and who are these people and what are their motivations? Too many Americans are learning about habeas corpus and posse comitatus and other very important constitutional and other principles of our history from television programs like 24 or from Fox News, where they're told to abandon these rights in the name of security when they've never even found out what the rights were to begin with, or why they're there, and why they're there, and how it is that they are the foundation of our security and our liberty. So we come back to Franklin. Many people can quote, you know, what Benjamin Franklin said, who would trade his liberty for security deserves neither. That's what we're living now. So my long-winded answer, though, is that how are we to know what the government is doing with the Military Commissions Act, with detaining people without the right to a trial or appearance before a judge, to using coerced testimony against us, to that we've given under duress? How are we to know what those things are if we don't know what the foundation rights of the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, the state constitutions are for us as Americans? We have no freedoms if we are completely ignorant of the structures that provide them.
Like Bill Clinton said, that's right.
That's right, and that's exactly how they like it, and that's why we're in the situation we are, because of the miseducation through the government-controlled school systems over the last so many decades. Nobody even knows what the Constitution is, let alone all of the details in it. It's just that sad. And that's why these judges have to be held accountable. Besides being back, they should all be back to elections instead of being appointed. That way they're more held accountable to the people, and we should keep their feet over a fire and maybe a rope over their heads, so that they realize when they're in there, they're working to uphold the real law of the land and nothing else, and let go of the politics and everything else, because, like you said, it's bigger than us. It's a country we're talking about, a God-given country. And these people, their souls, they don't even realize their souls are in jeopardy by not upholding their oath to uphold the highest law in the land. And you know, John, that's why there should be a saying in every courthouse everywhere, and I think in hospitals and doctors' offices as well, hell is full of doctors, lawyers, and politicians, and every day it makes room for more. And I'm glad, John, you're not going to be one of them.
All right. Hey, I like that.
Well, let's hope not.
Amen.
I can't see how, John, if you mean what you say, then you don't have anything to worry about.
That's right.
Well,
and he does.
I will pray to our graceful God that He will keep me in His warm care, because I really can't rely on myself. I'm a sinner like all of us. But I would just say, Mike, that you're correct. But here's the problem: that how is it that we're to correct our judges and have them enforce a Constitution that's supposed to protect us, when they're the ones who've already been entrusted to do that exact task? I mean, by definition, the system's already busted, and it is busted because their positions have been politicized. You know, the issue, the Supreme Court case I just mentioned, these are political cases. How we get the composition of the Supreme Court is really a political battle now. So the separation of powers in our constitutional structure is really what's deteriorating and why we see this becoming politicized. There are some very good judges out there, but I can tell you, they're more politically influenced than most of us realize or would like to know, or they would like us to know.
All right. Hey,
absolutely.
Thank you, Mike. We've got to move along.
Thank you.
Appreciate
God bless.
Amen. All right. Let's take Alan in Texas now. Hello, Alan. You're next with John Clark.
Yeah, good evening, man. I thought that was fascinating, your earlier discussion about the possibility of there not being an election in 2008. Mm-hmm. And observing these senators over the last several days and their total flippant, arrogant attitude towards the bombardment of calls and faxes and letters mm-hmm. and so forth against the amnesty, I'm wondering if they realize that with electronic voting taking over, it doesn't matter. It's going to all be rigged anyway. Do you think there's a possibility of that?
Well, it doesn't all have to be rigged, just enough of it to make
well,
the
that's
change.
Well, that's what I mean.
Right,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean both. But I think really what, you know, the only difference is George Bush has made it clear. He's not happy with a free nation. He likes to be able to control everything. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he gets the opportunity, once again, to implement the rest of his totalitarian state, as we saw after 9/11,
mm-hmm.
we know his role in 9/11, then he will have no need for any election ever again. We will live on a perpetual basis of fear, fighting terrorism, and the threat that Al-Qaeda will take over the United States. So with the American people conditioned to that mindset and the need for, you know, his heavy hand of guidance, so to speak, this paternalistic mindset, in my opinion, is aimed at just that. In other words, George Bush says, hey, I can pull it off. You remember when he said, when he was on Larry King Live, he said that this country would work very well under a dictatorship.
Yeah, so long as he's a dictator,
provided
yeah.
he's a dictator. And he chuckled. But, you know, when he chuckles, watch out. Watch out when he laughs.
I'm not discounting what you're saying. The only problem I have with that is knowing partisan politics and the way the Democrats would react to...
It doesn't matter what they think. They're out of the ballgame. Congress is disbanded at that point. You see, Alan? Congress is gone. Supreme
yeah,
Court's
under the Directive 51. But
absolutely. But he believes in the continuity of the executive branch of government, the supremacy of the executive. No checks, no balances.
But how is he going to enforce that?
With the military, with foreign assets, with foreign troops on American soil. That's my view. I can go on and on. But did you want to comment on that? I'm sure you do, John. Go ahead, please.
Well, you guys are doing a great job, but I would say it is an interesting question. You know, if you look at Aaron Russo's film, it's pretty clear that there has already been tampering through electronic voting with the system.
Mm-hmm.
But the system is set up between two parties that are both obedient to the corporate masters who pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that in itself is an illusion. And so electronic voting is very handy as long as you have a system that you are employing to enslave people. But at some point, the people start to wake up, and that's where we're at now. And now the people start to realize that neither the Tweedledums nor the Tweedledees are responsible to them, that they are responsive to them. They are responsive to special interest groups in the military-industrial establishment. As people start to reject the political system and the crisis that that could cause, then you have Directive 51, the John Warner National Defense Authorization Bill, and our entire military array to be used against the civilian population, including the National Guard. So it seems to me that it's just one more tool in their arsenal. Interesting question, you know, why take over the country with a directive when you can just use electronic voting? Well, electronic voting is not going to secure your tyranny in the event of the disruption that will occur by a false flag or other attack, by economic collapse.
That's exactly what I'm getting at, yep.
Well, okay, they're sending the Kitty Hawk into the Persian Gulf right now? And I'm wondering if one of the older aircraft carriers is just going to be used, blow that up, and then that'll be the excuse for it to start another.
It could be any one of those things. We don't know. We could go crazy speculating. When it happens, we'll know it. And whatever they do, it's because the Lord allows it to happen. But we know what we must do, and that's the only thing that counts, Alan. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
I have to move along. We have another Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Rick, how's it going?
Good. You're on with John Clark.
Rick, this is the real Mike from New York.
Okay, Mike. Okay. You're the fan of Rudy Giuliani, I know.
Yeah. Duce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Duce.
Oh, by the way, this wasn't going to be my main topic, but I was astounded to hear that Pat Robertson endorsed more or less Giuliani.
Oh, of course. That's what I alluded to earlier. This
evangelical. I mean, this is a guy, you know, who... This is a guy who favors, you know, partial birth abortion, etc., etc., with any, which any Christian with two synapses is functioning should immediately disqualify him from any consideration.
Well, remember, he says, look, it's not that I am for owning a slave. If you want to own a slave, that's your business. I'm not going to tell you you have to own a slave. It's for choice. That's all.
Anyway, regarding the economy, I think it's fairly obvious that 9/11 was intimately connected to the desperate state of the economy at that time. Where, if you recall, the markets were in free fall. 9/11 and the Iraq War gave the Feds the pretext to turn on the money spigots full blast to prop up the economy. And, so much that George Bush has racked up more debt than all previous administrations combined, which is now on the backs of the taxpayer. However, the thing is this: with the slow motion implosion of the mortgage-backed securities debt market, you know, you probably read about the Bear Stearns thing, where they couldn't offload the one of their hedge funds, which was loaded up with these securities.
Okay.
The chickens are now coming home to roost, and it, you know, threatens to bury the economy under a cascading implosion of debt.
Right, you are. Thank you very much, Mike. We don't have much time, so I appreciate the comment, but we have to break. We'll
talk
be back,
later.
And we'll take, good to hear you again. We'll try to take two quick calls when we return. John Clark, my guest. Fascinating show, as usual. Rick Adams, be right back.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095. Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The first step in winning the war? spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back in not much time, so I'm going to give each of our callers just a brief period of time to state your question for John Clark, my guest. Gary in Tennessee, hello.
Yeah, I'll try to be quick. Some of the basic issues your friend John didn't come up with. Number one, Ed Brown did not refuse to pay his taxes. He says, you show me the law, and I'll write you a check out.
Mm-hmm.
They failed to show the law, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, he was not allowed to put on a defense. He was not allowed to show any evidence or call any witnesses.
Well, isn't that what, John, you said? John Clark?
Anything different? I misspoke, because that's exactly accurate.
That's what he said, Gary.
Oh, okay. All right.
You stand
corrected. Maybe I was multitasking. I got three dogs.
You've got to pay attention to the program. All right. We got to move along, though. We got another call here. Charlene. Hello, Charlene in Missouri. You're our last caller.
All right. I've got a question. I've heard that Dick Cheney was subpoenaed the other day, and that a couple people were shot in the White House attempting to subpoena before. I'm not sure exactly what it was about.
He's refused. Dick Cheney's office has said he's not part of the executive branch. He's refused to answer questions. He's a law unto himself.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
John, did you want to comment on that episode?
Well, no, I've been following that as well. It's kind of absurd. It looks like the theater of the absurd or something out of some kind of freakish novel, that a law that's so squarely and obviously applied to the executive branch, they're now saying didn't apply to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you read between the lines, the reason he doesn't want to comply is he doesn't want it revealed how much he's been involved in top secret operations across the board, from the treatment of detainees down the line. And I think for him to release that information would reveal how much the vice president's office has been involved in shaping very critical and sensitive policy that is destroying our nation.
Run and
hide. Behind it.
Right. Will this mean that a lot of that will get exposed, or what will occur?
Well, I think that, if I may respond, Rick, I believe that they have sought an opinion from the Department of Justice as to whether this applies to the vice president. They so far have been silent. That's pretty funny, you know, the fox and the hen house.
Mm-hmm. Alberto,
ultimately, there's a safeguarder of our Constitution.
Mr. Torture himself, yes.
He's slime. I'm sorry. But that was stooping for me to name call, but I have no respect for the man.
Right.
I think that where it's going is that we probably will never see the documents, just like so many other documents and things from this White House. This administration set up a 9/11 commission to release its results after the re-election. What is the point? That is the modus operandi. Pretend to be investigating, defer the investigation until after it doesn't matter anymore. And when Bush was asked about that, he dodged the question. I continue to ask the question. What is the sense of having a 9/11 commission to investigate the administration that doesn't report its results until after the next election? I think we'll see a similar thing, a similar kind of foot dragging with Cheney. I don't think we'll ever see what's in those documents.
Well, maybe we can do like the Warren Commission, or we can make it the Century 25. Who knows? All right. Hey, thank you for the call, Charlene. We got to go. But again, John, people want to contact your website or contact you through the website. Give us that address again.
My website is christianwords.us. It has a link to my email as well,
right,
so people can write to me if they like. I welcome and try to respond to all
christianwords.us. John Clark, come back soon. We'll talk to you very soon, and thank you again for tonight's lively program.
God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you, too, now. All right, Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow night, Friday night. We're off the air, you know, the network is moving, and we'll have more news for you, so stay tuned. Join us then. Rick Adams, good night.